I mean, the people that live in Root River Heights alone pay more taxes, I believe, than the quarries. Is that true?
I have no idea.
Well, it was years ago. And now, don't the quarries pay taxes on just surface land?
I'm not an expert on that. I don't know.
You should know that.
Thank you.
I was led to believe that they do. And am I right in thinking that they pay agricultural taxes and not a quarry, so to speak, mining tax?
I told you twice now. I'm not aware. I don't know.
Mayor, I could answer.
Let's not.
Okay.
Why not? It's a question from
the public.
Oh, geez.
Sir? Demand transparency from this elected body. She's asking a legitimate question. We have an answer that you won't allow. The public needs to hear your no.
Please be seated.
I am going to be seated. You need to answer the question the public come here to ask, and especially when you have an answer.
Sir, when people act like you are, they get asked to leave. Please be respectful. You're interrupting. Ms. Donosky has the floor. Please have a seat.
Please answer her question.
Thank you.
I mean, there are so many things. I mean, the quarries, as far as I'm concerned, don't run Franklin. At least they're not supposed to be running Franklin. And they are as of, let's see, how long ago did we have big discussions on the quarries? It was years ago. And the quarries had already progressed to...
Ms. Donosky, please wrap up. Your time is over. Please finish your thought, but your time is up.
They have already progressed to their boundaries to the south and to the north. I mean, to the east. Anyway, their progression should be done with, should be terminated. They're becoming an absolute nuisance.
Thank you, Penny. Your time's up. It was up a minute ago.
And might I add,
Ms. Ganoski? No, please. Other people would like to speak.
Yes, could be on the agenda.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you,
Connor.
Alderman Taylor, let's not get into a lot of this.
What? Who?
Let's let them speak.
Well, I would like to hear the answer to the question. If Alderwoman Wilhelm can answer the question, I would not mind hearing it regarding the zoning questions. But I will say this, sir, you're rude. All right, and I don't really want to see you get up again because this is not a back and forth. This is citizen comment period. You come up here, you express your opinions, your position. We listen. This is not a debate. It's not how it works. There's other people here that I want to hear from. I don't want to hear from you and your attitude. We want to try to solve this problem. But coming at us, who have done nothing wrong, is not going to really work well on your end. So let the other people come up here also and have a nice dialogue and explain their concerns. You know, hearing your story about what happened and what you experienced, that's all I need to hear. But you coming back up here and bolting in is totally unprofessional. So please do not do that again because I will tune you out.
May I respond?
No, you will not respond. So Alderwoman Wilhelm, I would like to hear from her because she can answer a question.
Quite a few years ago, I was asked that same question, so I sat with the property viewer and was making a list of all the different zonings on the property. So there are some agricultural, some residential zoning, and some business zonings. So they pay a variety of different taxes depending on the zoning of the property. It's all not, didn't appear to be all zoned one particular thing, but the taxes as far as as I could tell, were not as high as I expected them to be for a business.
Sir, thanks for your patience. Your name and address.
My name is Lon Arfston. I live at 8161 South 59th Street in Franklin. We bought our home in 1976, and in 1966, the ordinances that everybody's talking about were implemented, not 97, but 96. Starting in 2005, I complained daily about the blast through the quarry. I did it both with the quarries. I called every day, asked who had the blast, filed a report with the city. This went on for years. Everybody's upset about October 1st. It was severe. I can tell you in the 2010 to 2015, I have records of blasts that were far more severe. I requested somebody do a monitor on my property, and they did so for 30 days and found that it didn't exceed the conditions of the quarry ordinance. I want to focus on the fact that what I find disturbing, and I don't normally get involved here, the quarry meeting the other night was an excellent opportunity to see what's going on in my city. I'm finding that we've got city people that aren't responsible enough to report to committee assembly members about what is defunct in our city's $42,000 contract. Why this company still has a contract? Secondly, I really resent the attitudes that you're exhibiting. We're very unhappy. We live in a corridor where our property values are going to be significantly. My basement is cracked all over, and I've had tuck pointing into my walls. So for you to sit here, and you, Mayor, to simply look out and say, I don't know, you've had notice from last week that this meeting was coming. I would have thought, as a city official, and for my interest that I voted for, that you would have done a better job of providing the kind of answers we want. So I'm not happy. And elections do change results. So if you people can't get your act together, then we'll find somebody that will.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Yes, sir. Good evening.
Yeah, I'm Jerry Fredrickson. I live at 8016 South 60th Street. We've lived in Franklin for some 16 years, and we experienced, I guess after we both kind of retired, we weren't aware of all the what was going on with the blasting, the severity of the blasting. But once I became retired and I was home during the day, I was amazed at all the blasts that shook our house. And this has kind of ebbed and flowed over the years. Sometimes in the past it was really bad, and then it kind of cooled down for a while, and then it got bad again. October 1st, it really got bad again. The whole house just shook. I think these PDDs are going to have to be revisited. There are parameters in these PDDs that need to be updated and changed. The limits of blasting. You said that the DNR would allow much more severe blasting, that Franklin's were restricted. I guess the point is, any blast that shakes our house is too much. As part of that PDD, there was a property protection plan that was in effect for 10 years. Why that ended, we have no idea. But that should be enforced. That should be going forward, and that's part of the PDD. And I think we should be offered those protections again. So once we get together, we have a lot of people that are concerned about this, and our numbers are growing. And we're going to be organized this time. We're not going to let this slide like we have in the past. So be assured we're going to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Jill Erickson, 8016 South 60th. Live in the same house with my husband that you just talked about all that shaking. I'd like to see more transparency from the city about the quarry's operations and its monitoring by Stantec, the independent contractor. as a citizen trying to become educated and rational and read the PDDs, it's really frustrating when you go to the website. First of all, you can't find it. It's buried. And I had to actually help Joel's assistant find it, find links in the website to the quarry information. The information is outdated. You have an old aerial view of the quarry. The excavation has moved further south since that 2012 or 2013 photo. I'd like to see something updated with that. These dead links to the PDDs, these regulations that we need to know and as citizens, what they regulate, what these limits are, how close the excavation is getting to our homes, and the exceedingly high blast limits that were probably set by the state and fed for quarries out in the boonies, not situated 850 feet of blasting from homes. The other thing is there's no blast data from Stantec on that website for us to gauge where we're sitting. And I have some questions about that monitoring. Does Stantec have Payne and Dolan's blasting schedule when they set up when they're going to monitor? And does Payne and Dolan know when Stantec is monitoring the quarry? In other words, is it a double blind? I just feel these limits, they're awful. Our poor dog didn't know what the heck was going on that October 1 blast. You've got to take this to heart. Please look at those PDDs. More of these folks would like to, too, but they can't because they can't access them on the website.
Well, we'll get that taken care of.
Mayor,
Mark.
I could answer the question.
Alderman Wilhelm?
As far as the question on who knows who's blasting, the Stantec is, I don't know if they're given what Payne and Dolan is going to be blasting, but they're not supposed to. Payne and Dolan is not supposed to know when they come out to monitor. The monitor is just supposed to be set up and be taking readings, and it's random. They're supposed to be moving it around and randomly taking readings, sort of kind of a sneak approach to, you know, trying to catch it. But the problem, as we talked about the Quarry Monitoring Committee, is it doesn't really matter what level that they monitor or when they catch it. It just appears that the level is just set too high. So it's not, it, you know, if they're reading it, but it's not really helpful.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, my shirt. I didn't mean to wear this. It's just...
What does it say?
But it fits, seriously. Anyway, Janet DeRosa, 7984 South 58th Street. I was in the front yard, I don't know if it was last week, with my dogs. My dogs wanted to go inside because the blast was that shaky. They want, when they're in the house, they want to go outside because the house shakes. I've had somebody come in the front of my yard once, many years ago, and monitor. There was nothing. It was nothing. Come inside of my house. The problem is, half of the subdivision is still working. They don't know that their houses are shaking. I retired last year. You guys are nuts. I'm serious. You're nuts. And I complain a lot. I know you guys know this. Because I do the emails, whatever. Well, do you want someone to call you? Why? Because you had a line of bull. It's always a line of bull.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? Good evening, Mrs. Damsky.
Hello. Anna Damsky, 7825 Stonebrook Court. I guess I'm taking you in a different direction. I'm here because of... I would like to ask you to reconsider getting rid of one of our patrol officers. I understand the fact that we are creating a detective position. However, we are taking the patrols away. When you're minus one person, those guys are going to be going 24/7, and they need vacations too, and they need things. Chief Oliva does an awesome, awesome job. You know, he's reactive, he's proactive, he's a forward thinker. But he can't be an extra body. He needs an extra guy out there that's got to help us. And 2 years ago, when our dogs decided they wanted to retire, we found that money. Can't we at least look and find somewhere in the budget? And I found in the notes that we've got an extra $600,000 put away for public safety. A new officer is public safety. I don't think we're creating a position, because if we're moving one officer into a detective position and we're creating a detective position, we have an opening spot. We have an open spot for an officer. So I think we need to relook at this. And if you can take a few minutes, maybe once this is all kind of settled, and look at that, we need another body. And like I say, Chief Oliva is an awesome man. He can do wonders out there, but he can't create another person. And safety is number one. And we shouldn't be cutting police and fire. That's the first thing we shouldn't be doing. So I ask for your reconsideration.
Thank you. Sir, good evening.
Brian Beal, 5242 West Highlands Court. This is my first ever city council meeting, and I found out about the quarry discussion this afternoon and wanted to come and hear what was going on, because I work from home. I moved into my house 10 years ago, and I wasn't smart enough to realize that I was moving into next to a quarry when I bought my first house. And so the first blast, I mean, it was just a little bit of a shake, no big deal. Continued like that for 5 to 6 years. Obviously, house is actually shaking, but it wasn't enough to see any damage. And it's kind of, this is where I live, I want to stay here, no big deal. I'd say 2 years ago, I noticed it just starting to ramp up more and more. And I didn't write down the dates, so I'm just assuming that the October 1st one was the biggest one that I've felt, but definitely over the past year, there's been other significant ones that are more than what's been going on in the past. To the second to last person's point, most people are working, and so you either have to be retired or working from your house to even know this is happening. I would say, why don't we blast at 6 p.m. at night only for 2 months and see how full this room is, because this is the only people that know what's happening, and that's probably 5% of the affected houses. I definitely didn't expect to be speaking here tonight at all, because I don't know any of the facts that these people know. I don't know anything, but the animosity that I felt coming from both sides seemed a little bit crazy to me, because we're just here trying to save our homes and not lose a bunch of money because a business is operating where clearly the zoning regulations are not meant for a quarry that is sitting in the middle of a city. Like, I think everyone here can probably assume it's safe to say that we're thinking about something that's 10 miles out whenever these laws were written, or the population density in 1965 isn't anywhere close to what it is now. So I think it definitely needs to be revisited. And, I mean, the other thing that I learned, like, today, the monitoring, I mean, for the mayor to sit here and make a comment that monitoring is only measuring historical things, so it doesn't matter that we don't have a monitor going for the future, is complete garbage.
No,
so
please,
I'll just end with that.
You misunderstood what I said. So
The entire place scoffed and laughed and was outraged when you said it. So
we did misunderstand you.
But that is what you said.
Yes. Lynn Callis, 8054 South 55th Street. I'm totally new to all this kind of experience, too, but I have a couple questions for the quarry that I'll ask you, and you can ask them. Can you make two small blasts? Can they equal one large blast, or is that foolish? Anybody know that? No?
I don't think the operator's here. We can certainly ask him.
Would you? Because, I don't know, that seems like such a simple answer. Maybe it's impossible, but, you know, instead of this giant one, could they do two little ones? Okay. And then this monitoring is really bothering me. And when we found out about it last week at the monitoring committee meeting, I just didn't even know what to say. I mean, it was so unbelievable. So first of all, couldn't the quarry let us know when they're going to blast? I mean, that couldn't be a spur of the moment decision. Is it? Don't they plan and say, tomorrow, this blasting crew, come on in, we're going to blast. So then we turn on our monitor. I don't get why we would do this so randomly and never catch the one that we're looking for.
Money. That's a great question.
It's money.
But for $43,000, you must be able to, you know, however many times, how much could that cost? You could think you'd at least get 43 times out of that.
It's my understanding that the monitor that we have through Stantec records data consistently. And
what do you mean consistently?
Well, it's a running memory, right?
But it's not always on and it's not always working.
That was the right statement. It was not working. But we do get the data. Joel, am I right?
She's also right. It's not always on.
No. We learned that last week. Well, it's random. You said that again tonight. It's random.
We'll look into that. That's
well, to me, those are two points that would seem to go a long way if we had reasonable answers.
I agree with you. Absolutely.
Hi. My name is Kevin Key. I live at 8044 South 57th Street. My family has lived here since 1980. And, I've experienced a lot of blasts, let me tell you. The last one was the worst. And your monitor system is flawed. And if it's getting false readings from the pumping station, why not move it to Drexel? I mean, how hard can that be? I mean, they're tearing all the houses down on 51st Street and Drexel, and is that a move to put those berms all the way up against 51st and Drexel? I mean, it's not. You drive by and you see those houses being destroyed. They're not taking them down just for not to have them moved. You know, they may be doing something that you guys don't want them to do or we don't want them to do. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Sir, you've been, come on. You've been popping up and down. It's like, come on.
I wanted to give everybody a turn, but I have a lot of information I've researched the last month. $43,000.
Can you give us your name?
I'm sorry. Jeff Klinkowitz, 8088 South 57th Street, Franklin. The contract that the city has with Stantec is $43,000 in 2018. If you wanted more testing, it would cost more money. $43,000 gets you random testing. If you could increase that budget, you would have to increase it pretty big time to have constant readings. I have paperwork here. I have everything. Payne and Dolan cannot do little blasts. It's all about money. The alderwoman is correct. They get more bang for their buck doing the blast that they need to at that time. The blasting limit we're complaining about on October 1st at 17%, according to the PDD, which is password protected, and I know that the mayor said he's going to work on that. Alderman Barber did give a couple of us copies of that PDD. That limit can go up to 85%. So I think we need to revisit and open up this PDD. It has to be. That October 1st blast at 17%, Payne and Dolan legally can blast any time up to 85%. In the quarry monitoring committee meeting we all attended, or most of us attended, we heard that between 50th and maybe 60th Street on Drexel, the Root River Heights subdivision, we're in a corridor. That's why we're hearing the blasting. We're also hearing the blasting for the gentleman there because they have now moved more to the southern end of the, so they're real close to Drexel. They can blast within 850 feet of Drexel. So why we're feeling it now in these last couple years is because the quarry has moved to the southern end. They will be blasting there. According to everything I have here, they will be blasting there many, many times in the future. That's where they've moved to. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Donosky.
Like I said, they were maxed out at 850 feet a number of years ago. And I really feel that there has to be an independent study done by someone else other than who the quarry picks out. That these limits have been maxed out already. I mean, if they want to go deeper and hit water, fine. But as far as being supposedly 1,150 feet from Drexel, no, they were 850 feet years ago.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Lon Arston, 8161 South 59th Street. Mayor, are you aware of the committee that put together a document that asked for addressing a number of issues concerning the quarry?
I did see it, yes.
Have you read it thoroughly?
Yeah.
Okay. We'd like those things dealt with. So it would be nice to know that I'm retired, 76. My house may not sell. I mean, I got the value out of my house. So that's disturbing. If my wife and I were to have medical issues and we had to sell that house, and it's flawed because the floors are cracked and the walls are cracked, and you're not going to do anything about it, you're liable. Honestly, you're our representative. So I would encourage you. They set a date of February, I believe, in 2019. Is that correct? But we'd like all those answers addressed and provided to us. We'll hold you to that.
So we're doing second round. So are there any first rounders left?
Different subject.
That's fine. Come on. Citizens' comment period.
Can I just make one comment?
Sure, absolutely. You're halfway up there.
So come on, I feel like I'll take that one. Janet DeRosa, 7984 South 58th Street. On that big blast that they're talking about, I did have a quarry guy call me back, and he blamed it on the weather. I did have a broken window this last on the inside, so you can't tell me somebody threw a ball at my window. I don't know if it's the quarry, but if I blamed them, they'd say, yeah, right.